Jose Antonio Vargas is one of 5 million undocumented immigrants in this country who's expected to receive protection from deportation under President Obama's new executive orders announced last week. Vargas was born in the Philippines. His mother sent him to live with his grandparents in California when he was 12 years old. He grew up, went to school, got a job as a journalist, and now as an activist. In 2011, he famously came out publicly as an undocumented immigrant in an essay published in the New York Times magazine. Today, he travels the country as the founder of Define American, a nonprofit that promotes dialogue on immigration issues. Still, Vargas has never voted. He's never traveled outside of the U.S., and he's never been able to visit his mother in the Philippines. Now, his life is about to change. Jose Antonio Vargas joins us. Jose, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So last time the president issued an executive order on immigration, you weren't covered. This time it looks like you are. What's it mean for you?
I'm still kind of letting the whole thing sink in. I mean, it's kind of weird, right? It's like you've been here since you're 12 and then finally the government says, oh, okay. I mean, I guess the best way I can explain it is it almost feels to me like whether or not we like it, we're in this big house. And I feel like the government went into my room and turned on the lights and said, hey, you're there. And I'm like, yeah, I've been here. You know, the light was just off. And thankfully for me, you know, I had teachers and mentors and allies and people that kind of had candles on to kind of keep some sort of light going. So, I mean, does that make any sense?
Like, yeah.
That's how it feels like to me.
And as we said, you know, you can now possibly leave the country as soon as next year. Do you plan on going to see your mother in the Philippines?
Man, I want to see the world. I can't, you know, I've been here for 21 years and I haven't left. I haven't been able to leave the country. I've seen a lot of America, probably more than most Americans have seen of America. But it'd be really great to go to the Philippines where I was born and see my mom. I'd love to go to Canada where they filmed Anne of Green Gables. That's like one of my favorite movies. Istanbul, probably. Paris. So yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to do that.
So it's exciting for you, but for many of the people who are living in this country illegally, they still aren't covered under this. Only 5 million people are covered. Did the president not go far enough?
No, he didn't. He did not go far enough. And, you know, this is where you're kind of at the mercy of what the Obama administration or what his own legal counsel told him he can do, to the extent that he can do this. I know a lot of people who, you know, are undocumented and have undocumented kids, right? They're called dreamers. And the parents of dreamers are not covered. I don't know how they come up with these things. But I do know that what the president did is progress, right? It's the step in the right direction. And when it comes to this issue, we haven't had any sort of immigration reform in this country since 1986. Taylor Swift was born in 1989. I mean, that kind of, you know, tells you how far along this has been. So this is one big historic move. And I think it's, you know, the kind of the table is, the ball is in the Congress court, particularly the Republicans in Congress.
It may be historic, but it's also potentially temporary. I mean, 3 years, new president. Is it even worth it to you and to others if all of this could just go away?
Absolutely. I mean, if there was ever a time for undocumented people to come out and let themselves be known, this is it. You know, when you're undocumented, you're supposed to keep your head down and be quiet and pay taxes and Social Security, even though people don't know that we do those things, and not say anything. I think this is now a time to say something and to come out and make yourselves be known. And it is temporary. You're absolutely right. But I don't think this is something that you can undo. Like, once you turn the faucet on, you can't turn it back off. And I dare the Republican Party in Congress to try to take this away. I don't think our country would let that happen. I don't think Americans would let that happen.
But one thing that the president has done with this announcement is he has very much fueled the passions of the Republican Party, who are now in charge. In many ways, you could blame the president for stirring the hornet's nest. I mean, couldn't he have done it a better way?
Well, a better way was passing comprehensive immigration reform, which the Senate did. a year and a half ago. And the House Republicans, they don't want to do when they have control of Congress and the House of Representatives. So I actually think this is the president trying to do something on an issue that has not moved. The status quo is no longer acceptable. And placing the blame in Obama is basically doing what we've been doing for the past few years and decades on this issue, which is that, oh, it's too political. Let's not do anything. Doing anything is not acceptable anymore. The president did something. Now it's up to Congress to do something.
But there could be repercussions. I mean, just today we're hearing Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is stepping down. We're going to need to go through a whole nomination process here. And Republicans have talked about blocking nominations. So this doesn't get any easier.
No, I mean, but it never gets any easier, especially when everybody from the politicos in D.C., including the media, all they do is politicize this issue. Of course, it's not going to get any easier. I mean, we're talking about 5 million people who call this country their home, who work here, who live here, who have families here, all of a sudden being allowed to actually breathe for a minute and say, okay, I'm not going to get deported today. And what are we talking about? We're talking about political hot potatoes being passed around.
It's the reality, though.
But again, this is where this issue, which is very, very personal and very human, right, gets utterly, utterly politicized. And what is the role of the media in doing that? A lot, I think.
So what are you doing now? What's next for you? You've been going all over the country. This has been a very personal journey for you. What's next?
Well, look, I mean, this is temporary. Not all 11 million people are covered. I help run a campaign, an organization called Define American. And as a gay man, you know, I think the role of culture is central to how you change politics. Culture is politics. Unless people see us as human beings and not as criminals, nothing about this issue is going to change. Can you imagine the LGBT movement without Ellen DeGeneres, without Will and Grace, without that cultural shift happening before the political shift happened? And so I think that's what we're working towards at Define American, is trying to figure out how do we take this most politicized, combustible issue and take it out of this U.S.-Mexico Republican-Democrat box and make it about human beings and people and classmates and friends and lovers and relatives. That's what it's about.
Jose Antonio Vargas, an undocumented immigrant, also a journalist, and now will be protected under President Obama's executive actions. Jose, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.